In the 2000s, fashion fused with every aspect of pop culture to become a global entertainment engine ubiquitous in culture, impinging on the global consciousness like never before. Just before the world had fully embraced the digital revolution.
It was viral before there was a viral.
You could be in the studio until like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning to get the picture. You know, it was film.
Yet the biggest statements in fashion still managed to spread worldwide.
We went to all the major couture shows, Chanel to Valentino.
And in the 2000s, fashion began to mean more than one thing to one kind of person. Fashion was fairy tale.
And I said, but Carl, there's no Carl Lagerfeld in Alice in Wonderland.
It was cutthroat.
And they were like, your nose is too big, your eyes are too small, and you're never going to be in the cover of a magazine.
It was life-changing.
They finally asked me to do an in-between season. It was to be for 6 months, and it lasts 16 years.
And it saw the rise of one of the world's most prestigious red carpet events.
If the Oscars is for people that love film and celebrity, the Met Gala is for people who love fashion and celebrity.
The 2000s ushered in a new wave of artists, celebrities, and fashion icons that defined the first decade of the new millennium. With interviews from Sarah Jessica Parker, Gisele Bündchen, Nicolas Ghesquiere, Jennifer Connelly, Annie Leibovitz, Grace Coddington, Natalia Vodianova, and countless others, join us as we look back on the dawn of 21st century fashion.
I'm Anna Winter.
And I'm Hamish Bowles, your host and Vogue's international editor-at-large. And this is In Vogue, the 2000s, presented by Anna Winter. Subscribe and tune in starting September 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.